The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here, European Show Takeover Edition. There are a number of reasons for that, and I'm going to run through them in a second. This is the Soccer Gambling Podcast, and you can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I post free play winners. I give my sports betting opinions, and I also post my profit and loss spreadsheets, and my profit and loss spreadsheets add up to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for a decade and 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. Now, you can see all of the spreadsheets to verify that, along with members' comments verifying that fact. You can look at all of those spreadsheets by scrolling down the X account, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com, where they're all stored in one convenient location. I encourage you to look through them properly, do your due diligence, see how we manage a bankroll, look at the members' comments verifying the bets, and look how we don't chase. We don't chase one unit losers with two unit plays. We don't have weird terminology that we advertise our service with, such as 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, whale plays, max plays, play of the week, year, century. None of that nonsense, just real stakes for real people, sensible bankroll management, and it has led to a profit every single month. Now, that is music you would usually hear to signify the start of the European show. We just spoke about lock betting. That is usually a exclusive lock betting paywall show. But we are primarily bringing that show here to the Soccer Gambling Podcast this weekend. That is because there is no Spanish football. So to do a European show this weekend, I felt like I was forcing it. But there were one or two games I liked. I'm also not doing a Bundesliga show this weekend simply because I have run out of time. And also, it was hard to force a Scommessa Italia show because there was not many Italian games I like this weekend. And when I say ran out of time, I'm actually in Philadelphia. I was in New York, and typically my luck was this. I had a Uber booked in the morning from New York to Philadelphia. I didn't want to stay an entire week in Philadelphia for WrestleMania, so we touched down in New York, did a few bits there that we like to do for a few days, and then our Uber was booked. But then there was actually, apparently, a fucking earthquake in New York, which meant that all Ubers were either not taking people or they were charging double the price. So my original Uber got cancelled. Then I waited an extra 2 hours till finally accepting one for 280, which was double the price that I agreed. That one didn't come. Nobody was taking the ride because of the hyperbole over the earthquake. And then eventually, 5 hours later than schedule, I did get someone pick me up. It was for an extortionate price, and we ended up in Philadelphia. So this derailed my day. But in the end, I decided that I would probably be forcing a Bundesliga show and a Scamessa Italia show and even a European show if I decided to cram in those picks. So I thought, why not give myself a little bit of a break and just combine all of the selections I like for one premium mega show covering my favourite games across Europe. So this isn't really anything resembling an edition of Scamessa Italia that you would usually get on this Soccer Gambling Podcast, but you are lucky here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast to be receiving what people usually pay for via the European show. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope it's a good edition of the show that makes people money. Of course, as I mentioned, you are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, and we are on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. The SGPN is home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, and all of them are completely free. This week's featured show is the MLB Gambling Podcast, because baseball is back, and so is the MLB crew with their free daily picks podcasts. If you aren't already subscribed to the MLB Gambling Podcast, what are you waiting for? So as this is supposed to be Scamessa Italia, let's start with the Italian betting picks, the things that we do like that are going down in Serie A this weekend. We begin with the game of the weekend in Italy. It is the Rome derby, where Roma are fighting for Champions League football, and they are the favourites. This is their designated home game, but the two teams obviously play on the same pitch. But this is Roma's designated home game, where they are the 13-10 plus 130 favourites on the money line. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Lazio. Can't make a case for Lazio here. I think Roma will grind out the win in a low-scoring game. Roma have been improved under De Rossi. I was originally critical of them getting rid of Mourinho, as were many Roma supporters. But looking at the facts, De Rossi has actually been a decent appointment and has improved things since Mourinho went. His Roma side are looking to challenge for the Champions League places and have won 7 of their last 10 Serie A games, including 4 of their last 5 at home. Lazio, they've parted ways with Maurizio Sarri. They were looking like they were going to make some sort of revival, but they have now lost 5 of the last 7 games in all competitions. Rome derbies are usually cagey. The last 4 Rome derbies have featured 1 goal or fewer. So I think getting under 2.5 goals here at the price of 7-10 does provide some strong value. That's going to be my first selection. My second selection is going to be on Roma to actually win it. I think there's definitely value on them at 13-10 plus 130. You could play it a little bit safer and take them in the draw no bet market at 4-6 minus 150 as well, which pushes if it's a draw and you only lose if Lazio win the game. I don't see that happening. I think this is Roma finding the moment of quality and winning it, or a potential 0-0 or 1-1 draw. I definitely don't think we see 3 goals, and I definitely don't think we see Lazio leaving with the points here in this one. Up next, we jump all the way across to Monday in Italy. Now, usually when we do the European show, we run chronologically. We're doing this a little bit different. We're running through the leagues instead. We're completing Serie A, and then we are going to cover a different league. Next up, we're going to do the Bundesliga. And the game we're looking at here is Inter Milan travelling to Udinese, where the champions elect are the 1-2 favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Udinese. I see a routine victory here for the champions to be Inter Milan as they march towards the title. I'm going to tack on under 4.5 goals here to give us a better price than the 1-2 minus 200. This jumps us up to 5-6 minus 120. Inter have won 3 of the last 4 away Serie A games, and they've won them to nil with 2 1-0s during that run. So this really shouldn't get close to 5 goals. Udinese are actually without 4 key attackers through injury, and that includes their top goal scorer, Lorenzo Luca. They have also failed to score in 2 of their last 4 home league matches, and now they face the best team in Italy here in Inter Milan. So I'm going to go Inter for the win. I'm going to tack on under 4.5 goals, and that's available at the price of 5-6 minus 120. And that concludes your breakdown of the 2 games I like in the Bundesliga. Up next, we jump across to Germany and we begin with the 5:30 kickoff on Saturday. This is the game of the weekend as Champions League contenders Borussia Dortmund and Stuttgart face in Dortmund. Dortmund here are the 6-5 favourites at home on the money line. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 11-5 here on Stuttgart. I don't often take over 3.5 goals, but for this one, I'm going to take over 3.5 goals and I'm going to tack on BTTS as I don't think this game cashes with one team scoring 4 goals here. This is going to be a tightly contested end-to-end affair. I do think Dortmund will edge it out because of their home record, but I can certainly make a case for Stuttgart contributing to the scoring and maybe even scoring a couple of goals. Stuttgart have scored at least 2 goals in each of their last 5 away games and have hit multiple goals in each of their last 3 meetings with Dortmund. The host defence have actually shipped 4 goals combined in the last 2 home league Bundesliga matches and could come unstuck against the Stuttgart team who feature 2 of the hottest strikers in the Bundesliga, which is why this team have risen from mid-table obscurity to a Champions League team. So we're going to take over 3.5 goals, but we're going to tack on BTTS, which gives us an even bigger price. You can get this at 13-10 plus 130. I think there's strong value there on the play. Both teams definitely score, and I think we get the 4 goals we need to cash this in the game of the weekend in Germany between Borussia Dortmund and Stuttgart. The other game we're going to cover here in Germany is the game between Wolfsburg and Borussia Mönchengladbach. This is a game that I think will be another goals fest. Wolfsburg are the 10-11 favourites to win. It's 3-1 on the draw and it's 14-5 on Gladbach, but we're not interested in that. We're interested in this one having over 2.5 goals and we're going to tack on the BTTS to give us the price of even money plus 100. Strong value there given the data. Both teams have scored with over 2.5 goals in 4 of Wolfsburg's last 6 home games. And that trend should only continue now. Ralf Hasenhüttl has taken charge. Meanwhile, both teams have scored in 4 of Gladbach's last 5 matches, which have averaged 4 goals per game. So you can see why we've gone for this one. BTTS with over 2.5 goals tacked on. Definite value on this selection at the price of even money plus 100. Before we move on to the Copa del Rey final, which is the next game we're going to look at, it's the only game happening between the top flight teams in Spain. Let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and it's also the fastest growing app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or visit them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Up next, we jump across to the aforementioned Copa del Rey final, where Athletic Bilbao will take on Mallorca. Athletic Bilbao are the 7-10 favourites on the money line. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 19-4 here on Mallorca. The lift the trophy odds see Bilbao as the 1-3 favourites, whilst Mallorca are available at 9-4. It's been an excellent season for Bilbao. They're looking to qualify for the Champions League, and they can make things even sweeter here by actually winning a trophy, which many people, including me, expect them to do. But en route to winning that trophy, it's going to be a very tight and cagey affair with Mallorca. They're going to have to navigate this game. They're going to have to break down a very tight Mallorca defence. And I think Athletic Bilbao will keep things tight at the back as well. Whilst they will be the team more likely pushing for the win, there's no way this is going to be a wide open game. This is going to be one of your tight and cagey cup finals where nobody wants to lose. For that reason, I think there is strong value on the under 2.5 goals here at the price of 4-6 minus 150. I only see one goal winning this, and I think Athletic Bilbao will get it. So I also think there might be value on the 1-0 or even the 0-0 here as Mallorca ride out the 90 minutes without conceding. There's so much at stake. There's literally no chance of an open game, in my opinion. And when chances are created, these teams could be too anxious to actually score, as they're not actually used to playing in cup finals. A 0-0 draw was the score when the two sides played in Mallorca in September. Both teams have super defensive record, with both teams having not scored in Mallorca's last four matches and in nine of Athletic Bilbao's last 11 games. When they collide here today, I think it will be even more defensive. One or the other usually fails to score when they play, and that has happened in three of the last four meetings between the two clubs. I see nothing changing here. I see no reason for this one to get over 2.5 goal mark. Don't see three goals in this one. Don't even see two. For that reason, we take the under 2.5 goals here for selection for the Spanish Cup final, which I think Bilbao will edge out, and we take that at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Up next, we finished off the show by looking at a couple of games that are actually happening in Holland in the Eredivisie League. So that kind of tells you how we've had to reach in order to even do this show, and how difficult it would have been to do a European show this weekend, as we don't often take too many selections from this league. There is a big gap between the top teams and the teams outside of the top five, although this season Ajax have been a little bit of an anomaly because they have been that poor. We'll come to Ajax next. We'll start with the champions to be, PSV. They're at home to AZ Alkmaar, where they're the 1-2 favourites. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 11-2 here on AZ Alkmaar. To get us away from the 1-2, we'll simply tack on over 1.5 goals to PSV on the money line here for this one. See nothing but a PSV win, as they've been so strong at home this season, while their opponents are coming off a drubbing in their last game. AZ have lost four games in 2024, three of which have been to teams in the top three, and they were beaten 4-0 in the reverse fixture in December. They were also hammered 5-0 by Hercules in their last away fixture. PSV, they've won 12 of their 13 home games this season, and 20 of PSV's last 21 home games have featured 2-plus goals, which is what we need here for our tack-on. That gets us away from 1-2 minus 200, and instead gives us 4-6 minus 150 here for this one. Up next, we look at the game between Feyenoord and Ajax on Sunday, where Feyenoord are also the 1-2 favourites. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Ajax. Ajax are a name who people think are a big club, and they are a big club. They are the most famous club in Dutch football, but this season has been nothing short of an absolute disaster. It did look like Ajax were going to recover in the middle of the season after a shocking start, but now they have gone back to their early season form. Feyenoord beat Ajax 4-0 earlier on this season in Amsterdam and have covered a minus 1.5 Asian handicap in three of the last four Eredivisie home games. Ajax come into this one without their first choice goalkeeper, who's out with an elbow injury, and I think they could face heavy fire here from their rivals, who've averaged 2.6 goals per game at home this season and have conceded less than a goal per game on average. So I think this will be a comfortable win here for Feyenoord against an Ajax team who've lost five of their six matches against the current top five clubs this season by a combined score of 17-5. So our selection for this game is going to be to take Feyenoord to cover a minus one handicap. So this is the Asian handicap line. This isn't minus 1.5, although I do think that will cash, and you need Feyenoord to win by two clear goals here in order for you to cash. If Ajax avoid a defeat, you end up losing this selection. If Feyenoord win by just one goal, you end up with a push. Feyenoord minus one jumps you up from the 1-2 minus 200 money line play and instead gives you the price of 7-10 here for this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, I think the strongest case I made was for a low scoring affair in the cup final. Sometimes you get lucky and a cup final just explodes, but most of the time, even with top teams who are front foot teams, Nobody wants to lose, and you do end up with a cagey affair. Well, these two teams are cagey by nature. They are defence first, and that's what's got them to this cup final. And I see absolutely nothing changing with two defensive-minded teams playing each other. We also ran through all the data as well. And for that reason, I think there's value on under 2.5 goals, and that is your lock on the show at the price of 4-6 minus 150. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets, as always. And thanks for listening.